Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot On-Site Training. Need training for your Drupal web team? Lullabot's staff of expert Drupal trainers can come on-site to your place of work with a curriculum customized just for you. Past training clients include Stanford University, Arizona State University, Best Buy, The Economist, Popular Science, the U.S. Department of Commerce, Turner Broadcasting, and many more. We've trained thousands of new Drupal developers, and we'd be happy to get your team up and running with the knowledge they need to make your Drupal project a success. Visit lullabot.com/training or call 877-LULLABOT for more information.
My name is Alex Bronstein and FLGensia on Drupal.org. I've been involved in Drupal development for the last 4 years, roughly, and did one project on 4.6 and really liked it, and then did a few on 4.7. For Drupal 6, I started writing modules. So I have several contributed modules, including FlexiField. And when I was kind of most active in doing the Drupal 6 modules, it was already after Drupal 6 was past the code-free stage, so I didn't get very involved in Drupal 6 core development. And then I was busy with my day job for the bulk of the Drupal 7 cycle, but around August, I actually started having some time available and decided to try to get some stuff done for Drupal 7 core and started doing that and really enjoyed it. And basically for the past, you know, 6-7 months, that's pretty much what I've been spending my time on.
And so what's sort of your strategy and what do you see as your strength when you're trying to help contribute and develop a Drupal 7?
Well, so just from my experience in writing modules and especially writing FlexiField, I had, you know, learned the Drupal 6 AHA framework pretty well. I had gotten to know the theme system pretty well and just encountered some of the same frustrations that lots of other people, I'm sure, have encountered. And so one of the things I wanted to do with Drupal 7 was just try to, you know, fix some of the things that I was frustrated with. And so I ended up spending time on theme system issues and Ajax system issues, and through that kind of got involved in the form API. So I think it's just, once I started with a few key issues that, just from my experience of things I really wanted to see fixed, and that led to other issues that I happened to see and subscribe to, and then just when I see an issue that looks like, oh, that's an important issue, and there's people who've talked about it, and I think I have an idea to contribute towards it, then I kind of would try to get on there. So.
Okay, and are you helping to maintain the Forms API now in Drupal Core, or maybe talk about like some of the things that you're sort of taking on in that front?
Sure. So a recent patch that went into Drupal like maybe a month or so ago was a revamp of the maintainers.txt file, which always existed in other versions, but it got more fleshed out with Drupal 7 because Drupal 7 is bigger and there's an attempt to just have good quality assurance around it, and the realization that Drupal is such a big system, there's no one person that knows all of it or even close to that. And so there's a bunch of subsystems that are in that file, and I'm now listed in 4 of those subsystems: the form API, the Ajax system, the theme system, and the render system. And all that really means is that I'm trying to do my best to pay attention to the issues that are in the issue queue and trying to contribute solutions and trying to review other people's patches that are in there and just trying to generally help get good patches through the process, or, you know, and then maybe other things that are good ideas but not really too late to do them for Drupal 7, kind of bumping those to Drupal 8 and just trying to get it so that we can move towards a Drupal 7 release.
In talking to Angie Byron, she had mentioned that you have a very distinct, thorough style of working in Drupal Core and your patches, so maybe you could, you know, comment on that in terms of like what's sort of your intention and strategy when you're looking at different patches.
Well, I think the passion that I have is just around making features available. I really like having, when I think, from an API standpoint is what I mean, not necessarily UI features, but as a developer, right? If I'm developing in Drupal, I want certain things to be available, so... One of the early patches that I contributed was basically making it so that theme preprocess functions could apply to functions as well as to templates. And so that's one strategy, is just like, what are features I want to see as a developer? And then secondarily, you know, how can that be done in a way that's simple? You know, and where are there currently inconsistencies? Where as a developer would you look and be like, you know, it doesn't make sense that it takes me 30 lines of code to do what I think should be a simple operation in Ajax, which I think is the situation in with Drupal 6 AHA. And so wanting to look at that and just thoroughly kind of try to understand, why are these 30 lines necessary? What are each of them doing? And what needs to be changed about core so that what seems like it should only be a couple lines can be a couple lines? And I think through that process, I just have a certain kind of persistence to really not be satisfied until I can look at something and be like, okay, that makes sense to me. As a developer, I think I would understand how that works, and just trying to kind of keep pushing a patch through to bring that level of ease of use to the API. So.
Cool. And do you do Drupal for your day job? And maybe you could talk about, if it is, like what type of field that you work in and use Drupal with.
Yeah, I actually started a company a few years ago under a different name, and now our name is Your Library Site, and we do Drupal sites for libraries, and that's pretty much working with libraries is close to 100% of our business right now, and it involves Drupal sites, and then we use this other project, SOPAC, which is a Drupal module, and in addition to a Drupal module is a set of other open source PHP tools for helping to integrate the catalog information with the library website.
And so are you talking to a lot of different libraries here at DrupalCon? And maybe you could just talk about, you know, in general, the rate of adoption of Drupal within the different library systems across the country.
Yeah, there are, I know of at least several people representing libraries who are here, and I'm sure there's quite a bit that I don't know of. We are going to try to do a Birds of a Feather session, I think it's looking like on Wednesday. And yeah, I definitely love getting in a room with other people from the library community and talking about that. As far as adoption, I think it's hard to gauge. I think increasingly libraries are discovering Drupal and discovering that it is a good fit for them, and so I think the adoption is pretty strong.
Are you getting an increased workload, you know, from your end? You see like a lot more libraries coming, and you just see like you need to hire more people because there's such a demand?
We are growing a little bit. I wouldn't say it's massive, but I think there is interest, and that's been great. I think the total level of interest that exists out there is actually, you know, much larger than what we see. I think a lot of libraries try to do it in-house with an internal team, and I think that's great. So the ones that are talking with us are ones that have decided that they want to hire an external vendor. And I think SOPAC is also an area that's of particular interest, because I think if a library wants a Drupal site without the catalog integration, then it's more likely that they'll have an internal team available that can do it. In some cases, not, especially if it's a bigger library wanting to do really complex stuff, or a small enough library that doesn't have any developers on staff. But with SOPAC is still such a relatively young project, and still, you know, it hasn't reached the level of ease of use, ease of administration, ease of system administration, you know, ease of development that something like Drupal has. So I think because of that, that's a harder area of expertise for libraries to necessarily want to devote to kind of training someone in-house to do that. So I think we're getting more interest from on the SOPAC side. So just because it is kind of a specialty that doesn't necessarily make sense to have in-house expertise in. So.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.